Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody. So glad to be with you once again this week. I'm Danny Lipford, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm here along with my buddy, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. It's spring, Danny. It's our first spring show. It just turned spring a couple of days ago. And I suspect some of the calls we'll be getting are be about outdoor projects, maybe gardening projects, cleaning up the outside after a long winter. So if you have a home improvement question, whether it's about the inside or outside of your house, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
Absolutely. We want you to reach out to us anytime that you have a question. You might just be driving down the road and you think, what can I do about this or that around the home? Well, here's what you can do. Pick up the phone. 1-800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your place that you can call and ask us any question, leave us any comment. Maybe there's a tip on something that has worked well for you. Share it with us, and we'll share it with everybody all over the country. Emails are also more than welcome, and you can send us those at todayshomeowner.com/ask. I'll tell you, during this next hour, we're going to talk about laminate floors. You know, laminate floors have been just tremendously popular all over the country, but how do you properly care for them? We're talking to a homeowner that maybe made a mistake. We're going to try to straighten that out for them, as well as tell you some of the ways that you can avoid those problems.
And also, since it is the first show of the spring, we thought we'd share some what else? Spring cleaning tips. There are lots of ways to get your home looking bright and sunny inside and out. So we'll run through a whole bunch of them and hopefully give you some ideas on how to spruce up your house this spring.
And talking about gardening, we're going to have with us an expert, Monique Allen, who's an author of a brand new book called Stop Landscaping and Start Lifescaping. What's that all about? We'll talk with her in just a little bit.
And I've got a simple solution along those same lines, Danny. It's how to repurpose an old soda bottle rather than recycling it, how to repurpose it to help start seedlings.
Oh, that's
sometimes
great.
You want to start them indoors and give them a head start before you put them outdoors. So I'll share a little simple solution. It works great.
Yeah, that sounds really, really good. Now, something that we won't be talking about, I think you probably have gotten your fill of coronavirus discussions. Won't hear any of that on this week's show. We want you to escape a little bit from all of that. And let's just think about your home and all the things that we can do around the home just to make it more like more yours. Put some personality in your home. And we'll tell you more and more about that as we move along.
Talking about more home, I mean, Danny, didn't you move this weekend? Danny built the new home, and I think he actually moved out of his older home and into a brand new house. Did you actually make the move? I thought news coming up in the next day or two, right?
Let's say we got started.
We're moving a little at a time, is that it?
Well, we're in the new home with all of the essentials, but after living in the home for almost 30 years, there's a lot of stuff there we have to go through, and we're fortunate right now. We're not selling our old home immediately, so we have a little time to go through and just, what is this? And do we really need this? I mean, it is going to be a long ordeal. But we're in the new house, and still a lot of boxes down there that need to be done, and that's where the focus is right now. We'll get to that other house before long so that we can get it on the market.
Is one of the essentials that's moved into the new house your wife, Sharon? I mean, is she waiting till you get everything moved, which might be a smart idea?
I'll tell you, she has been crazy working. Well, she's always a little crazy, but she's been really...
Well, she did marry you, so let's start with that.
But she's been moving all of the hard stuff, all of the kitchen, all of the, you know, utensils, all the plates and things like that, just a few boxes at a time in her SUV. And so that's the hard part. Now it's, getting to the bigger things and, you know, the rest of the clothes, the rest of the stuff. Fortunately, we're only moving about 10% of our furniture into the new house.
Oh, good.
So that'll make it a little bit easier to move. But still, I don't care if you're moving across the parking lot or across the country, it is just a pain in the neck.
You still have to move everything. Although this is a good time, right, as I'm sure you and Sharon have discovered, to call all this stuff that, like, I didn't even know this was in the drawer. Why are we moving it? Haven't touched it and seen it in a year or two.
Right,
I know. So it's a good time to thin out all that
stuff. Little purging. There's a lot of purging going on, a lot of donation. We've got a whole truckload of stuff going to a donation center tomorrow, actually. And try to just continue that. And it just wish I really knew, you know, a really good family that I could maybe provide a few things to. But
right.
I'll probably be able to find that. But anyway, we thank you for asking. Everything's
well, good luck
going
with
well.
That.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, everything when you're living in a 30-year-old house, things are older. And then you go to the new house, you go, oh, wow. You know, it's
yeah.
just it's a great, great feeling and been a long project. And, you know, you're never 100% finished with your house. That's what we're here about, to be able to,
that's
you
right.
know, help you with things. But the thing that's different with a new house versus an older house, you tend to not be able to do as many improvements as much as just maintaining. Yes, you're
right.
making some improvement. It's good when you know, take something that's not working just right and you fix it and all that. But with the new house, everything is an improvement. Everything you're doing, you're not fixing anything because it's all
right.
new. So you're just constantly repairing. And so I had a challenge with my brand new tankless water heater because it has a recirculation mode to it that actually allows you to have not only endless hot water,
right.
but instant hot water at every faucet. So
right.
I was going through the little menu there, and I finally just threw my hands up and put my phone in my hand and called the technical support and said, hey, what do I do? They said, well, you know, you have to take the front off of it. So I, you know, right. he's on the phone. I got my earplug in, you know, my earphones on. I'm taking the cover off of this thing. You ever taken a cover off of a tankless water heater and looked inside?
I have not.
There's a lot going on in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like little people in there working. I mean, it is it's crazy how advanced that is in there. And I don't, you know, in any way, so he said, reach in the back and turn the knob vertical. Okay, first of all, you could be a 3-year-old and your hand is still too big to go reach in there. So I'm trying to
right.
reach in there with needle-nose pliers and
right.
busting knuckles and everything. So I get it turned. Okay, great. I got it. He says, now take off this other cover. I take off this cover, and they're what are they called? Dip switches.
Right, yeah. The little teeny tiny.
I can barely see these things, you know. So now I need a magnifying glass, but I didn't have
yep.
one of those. So I'm sitting there. Now I have my phone with a flashlight on it. I'm talking to him. I got the flashlight on the phone, and I'm looking at this thing. He says, go to your, there's 10 of them there. And I said, right. I mean, it was kind of blurry to me. But,
yeah, 10 yeah. of them in a quarter inch space.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And and the second, he says, go to the second dip switch and turn it up. And I'm looking at it and I go, okay. So I happen to have my pen. So I take it and I touch it. The first time I touched it, it turned it. And he says, now what is your reading in the little icon? And he goes, okay, now you're recirculating.
He knew that?
You know? So, I mean, it's just so advanced that you have to do this kind of thing to it instead of it being already geared for that. But I guess some people wouldn't want the recirculating part of
yeah.
it. Anyway.
Dip switch, by the way, stands for dual inline package. I'm
wow.
not sure what that means.
Really?
But I remember looking, because I said dip switch. What is it? Dual inline package. But it's an inline package, all right. But it's,
yeah.
if you're lucky, it might be a half inch long with 10 switches or 8.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I don't know why they miniaturized it that much.
Right. But. So between that and then my I need another phone to hold all the apps that I now have. my app for my garage door. So let me see my garage. Yeah, my garage doors, both of them are closed now. Okay, that's
yeah.
really comforting. And then, of course, for your alarm system, I have that. For the hot tub, you know, so I can turn my hot tub on.
With your phone.
On my way home so that it's nice and warm, Joe.
Yeah. Or you can turn it off to get everybody out of your hot tub for
yeah.
when you get home.
And I can
That's
check
the other thing.
I can check my sprinkler to see if it is watering properly, and I can check my HVAC, all my heating and cool. I mean, it's okay enough.
So you don't have to be home at all. Why'd you even build the house?
Exactly. Right. I can monitor, and then I've got the security cameras, which are pretty cool when you've got the, you know, if you're feeling kind of bad and you want to look at the water.
Right,
and,
yeah,
you
look
know,
at the river.
You
right.
can see the river and all that. So,
and find
you
out
know.
Who's standing on your dock fishing
yeah,
in your
fishing,
backyard.
Yeah. So right. now I need a microphone that I can just, get off my dock.
Or at least leave me a fish before you leave.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we have really gotten a lot of information here that we want to share with you. As Joe mentioned earlier, some eco-friendly cleaning tips. You might be surprised, right in your kitchen right now, you have pretty much everything you need to keep your house spick and span. So we're going to get into that. We're also going to tell you all about different ways that you can get that garden started and a lot of other things that we're going to share with you here. We want to remind you, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We also encourage you to drop by the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, Instagram, Pinterest, and certainly if you'd like to send me a direct message by Twitter, it's at Danny Lipford. We're just getting started here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Certainly glad you're with us. Sit back, relax. Don't worry about any of those things you've been hearing on TV lately. Let's just kind of escape a little while and have a little fun around the home. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to finding the right color paint for your project, inspiration can strike anywhere. Luckily, the Project Color app from The Home Depot puts the perfect color right at your fingertips. Simply upload any image and then discover the exact paint to match. You can even explore the most popular colors and see how they would look in your space. Download the Project Color app today, then shop top-rated paint like Behr Marquee Interior Flat, now just $39.98, and start bringing your inspiration to life at The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Imagine rolling a beautiful new stone surface onto ugly concrete, tile, and laminate surfaces as easily as painting. Get a new garage floor, patio, stone countertop, and more in a weekend with Deitch Coatings. They put the decorative elegance and all-season durability of real stone into your hands at a fraction of the cost. Deitch products are available factory direct and online through the Home Depot. To plan your next project, visit Deitch Coatings today at DAICHCoatings.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner radio show that's heard coast to coast on some amazing radio stations just like KCPS AM 1150 in West Burlington, Iowa.
West Burlington, Danny, is located in far southeastern Iowa, right on the Illinois border and on the banks of the Mississippi River. So we're looking forward to hearing from all the homeowners in both Iowa and, I guess that would be, Western Illinois.
That's right. Give us a call. Yeah, certainly. We get a lot of listeners up there, a lot of wonderful stations all over the Midwest there, and certainly appreciate the letters and all of the emails and calls that we get from that area. There's a lot of very active home improvers in that Midwest and Iowa area. So welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and we appreciate you airing the show and participating each and every week. Right now, we're going to go to Terry, who has a laminate flooring question. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. I have laminate flooring with a glossy surface, and I made a mistake of buying Bono for laminate floorings. Now I have a waxy buildup I can't get rid of.
Huh. Well, that's really a good product for a lot of things. I associate it more with use on hardwood floors. Joe, do you know if they have something that's good for laminate?
Yeah, most Terry, Bona is actually make really good. I'm glad you used it because it actually is a really good. They have a great line of products. Most of them are for hardwood floors. They do make one specifically for cleaning laminate floors, and I assume that's the one you use, that Bona for laminate floor.
Yes, yeah, sir, that's the one I use.
Good. I'm not sure why there'd be a waxy buildup unless it was applied too thickly and not cleaned off. But it's a relatively thin material to begin with, thin meaning from viscosity, meaning it's not a thick pasty. Do you see this, what you call a waxy buildup, on the entire floor that you cleaned or just in areas?
On the entire floor.
Yeah. Did you contact the manufacturer? What did they recommend?
Well, I found the manufacturer information. I couldn't get a hold of them. They said to clean it with alcohol.
Okay.
And so I tried that, but it'd be on your floor and constantly wiping it constantly.
Yeah, yeah. What I was going to suggest, and you can test this in a spot. The good thing is that laminate floors are virtually indestructible when it comes to cleaning. As long as you don't use anything super abrasive on it.
Right.
Now, you don't have to worry about damaging the surface if it was wood or polyurethane finish or something like that. So I would try, just in one spot, a little. Danny and I often talk about white vinegar, the power of white vinegar. I would try cleaning a little spot with white vinegar. And as I was on the phone with you, I went and I looked up the Bona customer service hotline. And if you have a pencil and paper, I can give you that number. You can write this down
uh-huh.
and give them a call. Tell them exactly what product you use and how you applied it, and they should be able to help you out.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 877-289-2662. Again, that's 877-289-2662.
All right, well, thank you. I will definitely try that.
Sure, because they would be able to give you the exact information. You know, I'm not familiar with the laminate floor cleaner and why it would leave a buildup behind, but they should be able to help you out.
All right. Well, I sure do appreciate it.
Absolutely, Terry. Well, best of luck on that. Hate that that happened, but I'm sure that'll they'll be able to help you. It's a great company.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. I do appreciate it.
Okay. Our pleasure. Going right to the emails here. Linda from, I like this, Excelsior Springs, Missouri.
Wow. That's a
cool little place. My sister just moved into a new apartment shortly after the landlord installed a new vinyl tile floor. However, the tile adhesive was not dry, and now the whole floor is covered with glue and dirt. Yuck.
Wow.
Is there any way to clean off the hardened glue? Well,
they must have let her move in as he was closing the door behind him.
Exactly,
after laying the floor. You should wait at least 4 hours, if not longer. Wow.
Well, you know, of course, if it's a vinyl floor, you know, most likely this is like a luxury vinyl tile that, you know, has individual pieces instead of one sheet.
Right.
And, you know, you have that a lot. I'll tell you, when I moved into my new house, the hardwood floor that was installed, you couldn't really tell it until you, because, well, of course, after the hardwood was put down, we covered it pretty quickly afterwards with cardboard, you know, so
right.
that we wouldn't scar it up while the rest of the work was being done. But when we took it up and you got your, start putting furniture in there, you realized a lot of the glue. And boy, it was not easy. We used Goof Off. We used that, Goo Gone.
Goo Gone, right.
Goo Gone. Yeah. And that worked pretty well. You had to really kind of spray it on the and let it sit for a little while.
Yeah.
Doing a little research, I also heard about taking rags. And putting hot water on it and then letting it sit on there a little while, which just kind of bothered me a little bit, putting that on top of engineered lumber, you know, just engineered hardwood floor just didn't seem right. But with the due diligence and a very persistent wife, it got rid of it. And I think that's probably what Linda's sister is going to have to do here.
Yeah, I don't know if these are tiles, square tiles or strips, you know, laminate planks, because it sounds like there's going to be a lot of joints that has glue on it. First thing I would do, though, is get a putty knife and very carefully try scraping off any hardened glue, because if you can scrape off most of it, then you reduce the amount of time to clean off the rest of it. And like Danny said, you could use Goo Gone. It's relatively expensive if you have to do an entire room. Or you can use, I've heard white vinegar. I know we keep talking about white vinegar, but it actually works in for dissolving, softening adhesives. And what you want to do is boil the white vinegar, get it hot. Then cover, just try it in one spot first. Cover it with a cotton towel or a washcloth. Pour the hot vinegar on top of it. Let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes. And that will help soften the adhesive. Then scrape it off. If that works, then you can continue the rest of the way. That's what I would do. Just be careful when you're using the putty knife not to scratch up the floor. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone put way too much glue because it shouldn't have been squeezing out of the joints.
No,
in the first
not
place.
At all. Not at all. You and that's one of the reasons when you're using a notch trowel to install material, you got to have the right notch trowel, and then you just need to kind of take your time. You get in a hurry, you get it on your hand, then you're going to get it on the trowel, then you're going to get it everywhere, and you know.
Yeah, in fact, I have a quick tip that you remind me of when I wrote a flooring book, and we used a notch trowel to put down adhesive for a bamboo floor. And the contractor showed up with a bunch of disposable plastic ones. I thought, well, that's fine because they get all full of glue. He figured it's cheaper just to throw them away. But as he was in, you know, you have to use the right size notch as recommended by the manufacturer, the flooring manufacturer. As he was putting down the adhesive and spreading it out with the notch trowel after about an hour, I noticed the ridges didn't look exactly the same as they did in the beginning, the ridges of adhesive. And I looked at the notch trowel, and of course, the little plastic teeth had worn down.
Huh.
And it wasn't so notched anymore. It was like half notch trowel. So there's a tip. If you're using a plastic knife, putty knife, to spread adhesives, and it's notched, that's fine. But just don't apply too much pressure and check it every now and then to make sure those little teeth haven't worn down, in which case, you know, you can go out and buy it. They're only a buck a piece. Buy a couple extras.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Another quick email here. David from Cape Coral, Florida. Our screened-in lanai has a floor made of concrete pavers. Can we tile over the pavers? We spend so much money having the pavers cleaned and sealed and removing the weeds and black mold. What do you think? Boy, I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, there's got to be movement on the pavers, and I think you'd have a real problem there putting any type of tile over those. I think probably... Really, if you're going to put tile down, especially outside, you got to put it down on a concrete slab.
Yeah. Or didn't you tell me you saw at the builder show recently a kind of tile that sort of just snaps together and floats over a surface?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder
if
that would work.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that dowel tile?
That was a dowel tile. Yeah. But that still was, they insisted on it being a solid floor.
Solid concrete. You're going to have to remove these. Yeah.
Yeah, because you just can't have that kind of movement. Hey, coming up, we've got a great best new product. If you are having a little problem with people around your house not turning on the vent fan when they're taking a shower, this will solve the problem. And also, I'll share with you some tips I shared on the Weather Channel on a live segment I did this morning with the Weather Channel about some eco-friendly cleaning tips. And you'll be surprised at some of the things you can use at your house. Yes, white vinegar is one of them. And we'll tell you some of the other ways you can keep your house really nice and clean right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Newtone.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. If there's someone in your house who always forgets to turn on the bath vent fan when they're showering, well, you know what a steamy mess that can make. You may not know that condensation will lead to mold, mildew, and a lot of other problems in your bathroom. Here's a solution. The Do Stop, and that's spelled D-E-W, the Do Stop Condensation Fan Control automatically turns your bathroom fan on when moisture is present and off when everything dries out. It replaces the existing fan switch and works with any ventilation fan. It includes adjustable humidity sensitivity settings so you can tailor your fan to your room's particular climate. It also includes an adjustable 0 to 60 minute timer and manual on and off control. The setting adjustments are concealed beneath the cover on the switch, so they're easily changed without removing the switch. This simple upgrade will help you prevent mold and mildew by turning your fan on automatically, even if what your family member forgets to do it. So for more information on the Do Stop Condensation Fan Control, log on to HomeDepot.com. Great way to prevent a lot of that mold and mildew that we hear about all the time. You know, when we're talking about this time of the year, everybody talks about spring cleaning. And, you know, after all the winter and being cooped up inside, it is nice to maybe take a room at a time and really clean it up very well. And, you know, if you listen to Today's Homeowner Radio, you know that we talk a lot about natural type of cleaners and, you know, natural weed killers. Anytime that we can get away from some of the harsh chemicals and the outgassing that can occur with that, the expense that can happen with that, it's always a good thing. So I thought we would share a few things that you can do with three things you probably have in your kitchen right now. Of course, white vinegar, baking soda, and lemon. So one of the things, Joe, that I, you know, we're always stumbling across these different things that work really well.
Right.
I found one where you actually can take the lemon peels.
Right.
And then put that in with some vinegar and let it soak overnight, and then use that and dilute it a little bit with water. put it in a spray bottle, and that's a great all-purpose cleaner. Just lemon peels, vinegar, and then let that soak overnight, and then add a little bit of water to it. That really does work very well.
Yeah, I guess because a lot of the citrus acid, which is the cleaner, is in the peels, not
That's
only
right.
the juice.
That's right.
And you can also, I think I shot a simple solution of this a year or two ago for cleaning cutting boards and disinfecting surfaces around the kitchen. Take a lemon and slice it in half.
Uh-huh.
And then put the cut side down. You can actually add a little salt too as a little abrasive, cleaning abrasive. And just scrub it. Squeeze a lemon and scrub it. And essentially what you're doing is using that lemon juice, again, that citrus acid, as a disinfectant and a cleaner to scrub those surfaces really clean.
Now, Joe, you eat a lot of fish. Do you ever put lemon? Do you squeeze lemon on your fish?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, some people. I do every time. Yeah. I love that. But it probably worth pointing out, if you're cleaning your cutting board with lemon, don't use that lemon on your fish.
Yeah, don't use it. In fact, you're supposed to have separate. I know in professional kitchens, don't they have separate cutting boards for like fish, meat, and veggies because of the cross contamination? Let's hope they're cleaning anything back there.
Yeah. Hey, and who would think that you could use water to clean up any rust spots? Well, you can if you mix it with baking soda and just create a little bit of a paste and then rub it on whatever you need. Let it work just a little bit, and that is a real very lightly abrasive way of cleaning a lot of those rust spots that you may have in your bathtub or your shower. So it works most of the time. Sometimes they're a little more penetrated into the surface, and you might have to use a chemical, but always use the baking soda and water to try it out first.
Yeah, and if you mix the baking soda with vinegar, you can use it to disinfect your garbage disposal. Sometimes you get like a pretty funky smell out of those disposals, because not everything you wash, you grind up and wash down gets through, right? So some of it remains behind. So yeah, try a little, sprinkle a little baking soda, pour in some vinegar, and stand back.
That's right.
It sounds like, it looks like there's going to be a volcanic explosion, but it's just the fizzing. And then, run some hot water and obviously flip on the disposer. So that works well too. And you can also make, I was very proud of you, Danny, you said paste without saying your favorite word for paste.
Poultice.
Poultice. Danny loves saying poultice.
I know. I don't know why that is. I like that.
But you can mix up a poultice, which is water and baking soda to make a thick poultice to scrub, grimy surfaces, including ovens, clean soot and food spatters on ovens, including inside your microwave.
Yeah, you mentioned the garbage disposal, definitely a source of smells in homes a lot. And by the way, we always think of things that are kind of fun to do with your kids. Well, put a chair there, let your kid get on there and look in there, let them pour the baking soda in, and then have a cup of vinegar, and then let them pour that in. They will love that. They'll beg it.
Right.
Hey, mom, dad, let's clean the garbage disposal again today. So you never expect to hear that from a kid. But the chemical reaction of it is very, very interesting. But another source of smells potentially in your kitchen, the dishwasher, because it can get pretty funky as well. But I'll tell you, if you'll have an empty dishwasher, then take a saucer of white vinegar, straight white vinegar, and put it in there, just set it in there, and then turn it on. Then it disperses that vinegar around, and of course the vinegar itself will absorb the smell, and it'll clean the whole thing and really make it improve the smell of it quite a bit. All of these tips I shared with the live segment that we did early this morning with the Weather Channel, and on the Weather Channel quite a bit, so you can check us out. We'll always send out alerts on Facebook, so you can go by the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and sign up so that you won't miss a thing at all. And of course, when we talk about that dreaded chore of cleaning windows, this is something that I have used quite a bit, is simply white vinegar and water, 50-50, put it in a nice clean spray bottle. And then I'll tell you what, get two spray bottles and two microfiber cloths and put one person outside, one person inside, working on the same window. That way you're not going to miss anything inside or out. And then don't forget the screens and around the perimeter of it. And as we say a lot of times on home improvement projects, yes, cleaning every window in your home could be a chore. But how about cleaning a third of them today and a third of them tomorrow and a third of them the next day? And everything's nice and clean. If you do it right, you probably won't have to do it again for at least a full year. So a lot of little tips, a lot of simple ways, a lot of inexpensive ways that you can maintain what is probably your biggest investment, your home. We've got a lot more tips along those lines and a lot of other other things we want to share with you coming up, including a great talk that we're going to have with Monique Allen, who created a very interesting landscape book. That's coming up when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet n' Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet n' Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet n' Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet n' Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaning savings.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Tight Bond Radio Spot, take one.
In a world where adhesion is king.
What?
One brand.
Wait a minute, is your script...
Sticking all kinds of amazing things together.
That's true, but...
It's the greatest innovation since nuclear fusion.
Now remember, this is for Tight Bond.
Oh, right. Tight Bond. No hype, no gimmicks. Just reliable adhesives from a trusted source for generations.
Bath fans aren't just for the bathroom anymore. Moisture and poor air quality can affect any room in the house. Home gyms, nurseries, and craft rooms are just a few places you might find moisture, allergens, and toxins. Poor indoor air can lead to health issues. Braun has a wide variety of humidity and motion sensing ventilation fans, and for the music lover, an exhaust fan with Bluetooth technology and speakers that let you sing along to your favorite tunes. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun Newtone, come home to fresh air.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond. The Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we're going through all kinds of things, covering a lot of emails. Want to, you know, encourage you to send us an email if you'd like anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And we'll get to as many emails as we possibly can. A lot of recorded calls this week as well that we'll try to tackle. But right now, we are very happy to be joined by Monique Allen, who is the founder and creative director of the Garden Continuum, an award-winning landscape design, build, and fine gardening company. She has 35 years' experience as a gardener, designer, contractor, and business owner. I think she's about to get the hang of this gardening thing. Monique, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah, I'm starting to get the hang of it.
Well, I tell you, very interesting concept on your book. First of all, tell us a little bit of the overview of the book. I know you're very excited about it and getting a lot of great press about the book. Tell our listeners about it a bit.
Well, I'll tell you, landscaping really is my life. So it's kind of weird that I wrote a book with the first two words of the title saying "Stop Landscaping." But what was happening for me is that, and I think for a lot of people, is that the industry has exploded. It's huge.
And so it was getting kind of commoditized. It was going really fast, and people were kind of thinking of it as a thing, you know, kind of like their kitchen counter and their appliances.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is it doesn't work that way, right? It's living, it's actively moving and changing with the seasons. And so I realized that we had to kind of think about it a little bit differently. And so I wanted to put the way I think about a landscape into sort of a codified book that would be just make it available to anybody who wanted to be in their yard or even people doing it as a business so they could really think about how to invest in their land in a way that really gave back to them.
Well, certainly garden enthusiasts and those that really spend a lot of time out in their yard, they're pretty passionate about it. And, you know, so many times, and that means they seek a lot of information. And, you know, there's so many challenges out there. You're going along good, everything's great, and a month later, all of a sudden something's happening. So that, you know, that information, and, you know, of course the internet provides a lot of information, but there's so many things out there now that are contradictory. So you read this, okay, I got it. Oh. No, this contradicts. Uh-oh, what do I do? It's really hard to find that one source that can answer all of your questions that you have about your yard.
There really is a lot out there. And probably one of the things that's difficult is that even though the concept of developing a landscape is mobile, right? It can be anywhere. This book is mobile. The concept with it can be read in any country. My blog now is all over the world, which is so much fun when I get to talk to people like from South Africa. But I can't tell somebody from South Africa what to do with plants, particularly, or like an insect. I can't really speak to their weather. So we have to combine our resources so that we've got resources that can go anywhere, like this book, but then also connect with things like your land grant university, let's say, where I am in Massachusetts. We can connect with UMass to get really, really good pointed information about our area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And Monique, that leads me to think of extension services, which I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with that, because gardening and landscaping, as you mentioned, you know, it is pretty specific to where you live. And so it's hard to give general rules that apply to everyone. But extension services from universities and in each individual state usually has really good information as well that, you know, can give you a little more detail on when to plant or what to plant, right?
Exactly. And, you know, like I'll just speak to UMass because, you know, I'm in Massachusetts, but it's wonderful. So when we have an issue, like when we had the issue of winter moss came up,
right,
and it hit kind of hard and people just didn't know what to do with it. And now it's receding, which is fabulous.
Right.
But, you know, things change and you can pop onto UMass Extension and you can look up a bug, you can look up a weed. You can ask a specific question about soil or about soil testing and get the best information that's actually really, it's actionable, which is
right,
the best thing for a gardener, right?
Exactly. And I recently had a great encounter with a county extension service where I actually had a soil test done four different areas of my new yard. And then I got back at the report and I went, oh, okay, well, I can understand about 10% of this. But when I got the guy on the phone and he broke it all down and explained it, it was like, man, what? I just felt empowered by that because I knew exactly scientifically what I needed to do to make it all work. Well, Monique, I tell you, it's great to have you on the show. We'd certainly like to have you back again, maybe do some podcasting with you and so forth. But tell our listeners how they can get a hold of your brand new book, Stop Landscaping and Start Lifescaping.
So the book is on pre-order right now. It goes live on the 23rd. So you can pop on Amazon if you're somebody who wants to support local bookstores, local booksellers. You can pop onto indiebound.org. And then you can go to my website, and everything is there.
Absolutely. Give us that website real quick, Monique.
It is thegardencontinuum.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We can always talk about the lawn and garden and a lot of different tips. We'll absolutely have you back as soon as we can.
Awesome. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Absolutely. It really, you know, makes you think about it, even though different parts of the country, the show's all over the country. And, you know, in the South, of course, we're getting closer and closer to that springtime. Up north, it's a little bit more to go, but still, there's so many things that you still can do right now, and starting seeds, starting to do a lot of different things like that. And there's a lot of information about all of that at todayshomeowner.com. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with Joe Truini. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
It is so much fun being with you each and every week here on the Today's Homeowner Radio show. And I particularly like this part of the show where I can just sit back, throw it to my buddy Joe Truini, and listen to another great simple solution. Give us one, Joe.
All right, sit back and listen. How about that? You've got the easy job. We talked about, spring has sprung here, and all across the country, people are starting to think about planting. And I did a simple solution not too long ago about how to use a recycled soda bottle to start plants indoors. But okay, once you do move them outdoors, you put the seedlings in the ground, how do you protect them from frost? And here's a simple solution, again, using a recycled soda bottle. First, take a utility knife and just slice off the bottom of the bottle, and then take the remaining part of the bottle and set it over the seedling, right? So you're creating like a little mini greenhouse right over each individual seedling. And these are, by the way, these are 2-liter soda bottles, so they've got plenty of space on them. And what it do is during the day, it'll capture the sun's energy and the warmth. And then which will help the plant grow really quickly. If it gets too hot, you can simply twist off the cap, because sometimes it can get warm enough where it can damage the plant. So you just twist off the cap, let some of that heat escape. But at night, I'd really recommend putting the cap back on just to protect it from the cold. And you just leave that on there, and you'll see how quickly that seedling will grow. It'll fill up that entire interior of that bottle. And then at that stage, it's probably hardy enough. Long as you're past and you're pretty sure there's going to be no more hard frost, you can take the bottle off and the seedling will take off and you'll have a nice healthy plant.
There you go. That's a great way to go. No matter where you are in the country, you can get started on improving that yard. It's another great simple solution. And you can see over 500 simple solutions at the Today's Homeowner website, todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. And Joe, I know you're got another trip coming down before long.
Yes.
Being able to come down and knock out a few more. I guess you're putting together all of your little simple solutions right now for all of that.
That's right. Just booked the flight to head down to Mobile. And yeah, I'm going to be finalizing the list. And we come up with new ones, you know, every time I come down. So stay tuned. I'm really looking forward to getting back down there and some warmer weather too, by the way, and spending some time outdoors shooting these simple solutions.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us this week and being able to see some of the many, many things that we're able to answer. And, you know, it's really easy to communicate with us and engage with the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I mentioned Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. Those are all great social media platforms that you can go to right now and just put in Today's Homeowner, and you'll see all the different things that we provide you each and every day. There's all kinds of things going out and some fun things, too. We have a little fun along the way with a lot of the social media information that we put out there. And we have a long list of Facebook Lives that will be coming up soon where we actually broadcast and we can talk back and forth during those things. A lot of other ways that we can reach out to you to help you get all the information you need. Now, that wraps up the first hour. If you're listening to a radio station that does not carry the second hour, hey, don't worry about it. Head over to todayshomeowner.com and you can make sure that you're able to hear that second hour. And also remember our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. You can find out where you can download it. You can pretty much download it anywhere you download your other podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We really appreciate you spending this hour with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner Radio is the right place to get the most practical and realistic advice for your home. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.